Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, he'll be in the competition for the rotation, there's no doubt, in spring training. You know, we definitely want to bring a lot more than 5 pitchers into spring training. As we all know, there's no way that holds up over a full season. And, you know, you kind of want to have 8 or 9 starters in a competition in most spring trainings, and he'll be right in the mix there. I think we knew when we traded for him the innings totals that he had reached in 2024 were a lot higher than what he had done the previous seasons. And, you know, that can lead to some guys running out of gas down the stretch. So now that he's got that big innings platform from this year, and he's further removed from his injuries, I'm hopeful we're going to see a good version of him at spring training.
So that was Mike Elias in the offseason talking about one Trevor Rogers, and then Trevor Rogers got hurt, so he never got going as being part of the rotation. Well, he made his second start of the year last night, and hey, the first inning was really good. A lot of swing and miss, but sat for a long time, guys.
Talking points they're pushing.
So
don't believe what you saw.
Yeah, he sat 8 runs. The Orioles got in the second inning and then never got another hit. And 8-0 lead was gone by the fifth. They lose 12-8. This to me, and there's been a lot of bad losses this year. They gave up 20. They gave up 19. That awful game the night before Brandon High was fired. This is, to me, the worst. I was talking off the air with Bob Haney. It reminded me, and Bone, you're too young to remember this, but Jason, remember this. When Weaver came back for his second tour, and I thought it was 85, but Bob corrected me, it was 86. They were playing Texas. They hit 2 grand slams in an inning. They had closed within 4.5 games of Boston, first place in the division, and they ended up losing the game, and then they flatlined after that. This one, I'm watching it last night going, this feels like that Weaver game, and I tried to look it up last night, but Bob pointed me in the right direction. That's what this felt like last night. This thing feels, if it wasn't over before, this thing feels over.
Well, Weaver was a real manager, and
yes,
this guy's not.
I just mean the game.
That team was only a few years removed from winning a World Series. This one can't sniff a win in a wild card round that didn't exist back then. Look, it was a debacle. You give a guy an 8-run lead, and you
got to do it quicker.
You can't get 8 outs out of him. That's abject failure. To me, the game had Mike Elias's prints all over it. I've been talking about Rogers on this show for 2 weeks because I knew this was coming. They were clearly making the case to the people who cover the team that Rogers was on the come, and what happened at Fenway wasn't an anomaly. It was a total anomaly. And they were looking for a spot to try to show this guy off because they want to pretend that they didn't get completely fleeced and give 2 everyday major leaguers away for a guy who's a bad AAA pitcher. And why do I say he's a bad AAA pitcher? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because he had a whip of 1.5 in the International League in his last 4 starts, right? Maybe because he gave up 27 hits in 20 2/3 innings against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, Louisville Bats, and Nashville Sounds. Maybe it's because the International League in the month of June had an 830 OPS against this bum. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. I said this will be a disaster again. And it was a disaster. And there's a lot of things that went wrong. Having 7 2/3 innings where their bullpen, the other team's bullpen, allows no hits, no walks, and hits a guy. That's it. That's the only way
that
you could,
to me,
the only
like...
way you could reach base against them. Maybe part of it's because you got a catcher who can't catch. He's barely a DH.
Well, he can't throw.
He's not
sure.
a catcher, and so you're watching. You're watching pitchers labor with a guy back there who has no idea what he's doing. Completely ham-handed, so that's a joke. And that's on Elias, because that was one of his very few big offseason acquisitions. And then,
totally on form,
the one reliever he spent money on then throws total gasoline on the fire and makes sure that the other team ends up with 12 straight runs and the game is completely out of hand.
By the way, I don't want to set you off even more, but the guy catching for the Rays last night, Danny Jansen, was the guy you wanted the Orioles to go get in the offseason.
He's a catcher. He's actually a catcher.
Yes.
But the Rodgers, I mean, gentlemen, he's sitting there with the big lead. He's got two outs in the second inning. He walks Jansen, the 8-hitter, on 8 pitches. He walks Walls, the 9-hitter, on 6 pitches. He gets a fly out from Diaz. Then Meade, kid who spent most of his life in the minors, walks on 4 straight pitches. Caminero goes the other way for a single, nice 6-pitch at bat, waits him out.
4 hits last night.
Morrell guesses changeup first pitch, drives it for a double. He gets Aranda out in a 5-pitch battle, and then Mangum guesses changeup first pitch and singles that, and he's done. The last 8 guys he faced, 6 reach base, it took him 39 pitches to get the last 2 outs he registered. That's abject failure. You cannot walk the 8 and 9 guy with an 8-run lead.
No.
And remember, they sold him as someone who was going to fortify their playoff run last year, and they bragged about how much control he had. I told you that this is a fraud trade, and that's a failed pitcher, and they'll never fix him, right? And they sold you, not only is he going to be good now, but he's controllable. And he was bad in AAA, and they lied to you through their media and tried to tell you that's not the case. And then they got it jammed down their throats last night and suffered a debilitating loss. Because when you start the year winning 1 of every 3 games, the first 60, you don't come back. Like, you only have so many chances to get to 500 when it still matters to get to 500.
And it's amazing because I'm watching a game with a friend yesterday, and you're thinking, you take that 8-0 lead. And the first inning, Rodgers was fantastic. He had 6 whiffs.
Sat too long, bro.
Yeah, he had 6 whiffs in the first inning. He was pounding the strike zone. He was hitting 95 on the gun. You put up the 8 runs. You're thinking, oh my God, like you pick up a second win in this series. You go for a series win tomorrow. You're single digits below 500 at this point. And then that was easily, by far and away, you said it, Ken, the worst loss of the season. It was just a total gut punch of a loss. The bullpen, which had been completely
dominant.
They all
sucked except for Big Show.
All horrible. And here's the other part of it. The runs on 2 outs, guys. The Rays' last 9 runs they scored were all with 2 outs. Kittredge, he got the first 2 batters right away.
Struck him out.
Here's the ultimate failure of it all. You get Bradley out of there in the second inning, and to Bone's point, when you start thinking big picture, it's like, well, wow, they're going to have to exhaust their bullpen.
Yes.
And if this guy even gives you 5 and gives up, if he could just give up the 5 runs but take 5 or 5 2/3 to do it, you have a chance to be set up to manage the final game from a position of strength. Exactly. Lord knows they got the better manager. He's a really good major league manager, and we've got the JV guy. But, like, you had a chance to have all that set up for you, and this guy was so horrible, and you had to yank him so soon that now you blew that. Not only did you lose the game, you had to exhaust everything in losing an 8-run lead.
I got to tell you, and there's so much bad. I don't have, like, Trevor Rogers sucked, but the bats not being able to muster a single hit. Like, Taj Bradley got 4 outs. Kelly comes in, he gives up the 3-run homer to Laureano, the first batter he faces. They're up 8-0. That's with 1 out in the second inning. They didn't get another hit the whole game.
One more guy reached base. He got hit.
Yes. By the way, square in the back. He tried to hit him on the first pitch, and he hit him on the second pitch, square in the, as Bone said, square in the back. They did not get another hit or walk. The rest, like, I can remember when they took him out, and Brian Roberts on the broadcast, he's like, wow, they can really get to work now on this bullpen. They've got to get all these outs. They didn't get another hit. How is that conceivably possible? But they did it. It's almost like I was joking, and Margie don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm like, I guess they exhausted their hits for the night. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, well, they got 8 runs in the second inning. That was their allotment, because they're obviously not going to get another. And it seemed like the last 3 innings, they weren't even trying to get hits.
Bro, we've been telling you, don't fall for fanboy shenanigans. Don't fall for people who get their bullet points given to them from the warehouse. Trust your eyes, trust the numbers, and trust us. And this team has needed to sell from the moment they fired Brandon Hyde, frankly, even before that. And this just, like, if you think they're winning anything with this guy as their GM, we're watching two different sports.
We have a monster Thursday show. Orioles with their worst loss of a bad season last night. We'll continue to talk about it. Guest-wise, we'll get Tony Gwynn Jr.'s thoughts on the Orioles and Major League Baseball. Odyssey MLB Insider joins us at 2:30. IA Hall of Famer from DraftKings, Lucy Burge joins us at 4. And minicamp wrapped up yesterday. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He comes on at 5.
When's the first day of training camp?
The 22nd, I think. The rookies arrive a week before.
Going to be here before you know it, hopefully.
Well, it'll sneak up on you. Yeah, usually does.
I said, be here before you know it, sneak up on you. Same difference.
Basically. Yeah, it happens. But coming up next, there was an interesting piece in The Athletic talking about guys, the top 30 big board of tradable commodities in Major League Baseball. 4 Orioles on that big board. It's time to start working them phones even harder than you were before, Mike Elias. Some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.
Personally, I mean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, regardless of what the stat line says, I'm really liking where I'm at. But at the end of the day, it's about winning games. And again, when your team gives you 8 runs, you got to go out there and do your job. And, you know, this is a learning moment for me. Gotta do better. That's it. Just gotta do better.
Well, it doesn't get much worse, especially when you consider the fact that he looked good in the first inning. So after that, five hits, three walks, gave up three earned runs, and then helped exhaust a bullpen, which, as we've talked about a lot, Jason, they don't have a long man in this bullpen. So you're going station to station with a bunch of guys who couldn't get guys out last night. And Trevor Rogers saying he likes where he is, though, at the moment, even though the stats say otherwise.
Think about that statement, though. Like, again, context matters. They got him at the deadline, mm-hmm. at a time when pitching is the priority. And they sold him as a short-term and long-term play. And they said they were going to fix him. They didn't say he was physically broken then. They were banking on their own expertise in an area where they have less than zero expertise, developing, cultivating, and incubating pitching. And this is your last chance to add anything to help you win in the postseason.
From the outside, yes.
And he was... I mean, they gave up more for him than anybody else.
Yeah, they gave
up more for him than Eflin.
Yeah. Well, they gave up guys that were major league ready. Yeah. We'll see in a few years what those three guys that gave up for Eflin are. But yes.
I mean, to this point, none of them is even excelling in double A.
No. Yeah.
I mean, they gave up two guys who play every day they're healthy for the Miami Marlins.
Yes.
And this guy... is so shattered and so fractured, and they've come so far from rebuilding him, they've actually made him worse, that he has the audacity to say that there was lipstick to be found on this pig. Like, bro, I know that you're a little bit removed in Norfolk, but you were up here for a game in Fenway when they were the dregs of the league. And I'm sure you know how to read the standings, and if not, I know someone who could explain it to you.
Ah, yes.
Like, to have that come out of your mouth, like, that show, like... He asked, there's a part of him that thought it could have been worse.
Well,
yeah.
That's what he's telling you.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I heard that cut today. Just
don't ever bring him up here again. You lost. It's over. They kicked your ass in that trade like they kick your ass in every trade.
Well, they've only made one trade with the Marlins.
Anybody.
Okay. He'll no pitch emotion.
Except for maybe the Brewers.
Zero. Yeah. Yeah.
And even then, you couldn't do the right thing, which is add enough to make the Burns year matter, or use the Burns money that you were never going to give him to get real pitching.
Yeah. Joey Ortiz struggling, by the way. More from Trevor Rogers.
Hall, not struggling.
DL, yeah. Trevor Rogers, what went wrong after the first two innings?
Got to make adjustments. Was doing some plyo warm-ups a couple times, just trying to keep myself ready. And, I mean, end of the day, I just... got to do a better job, you know. Guys give me an 8-run lead, and I just got to do a better job of, you know, attacking the strike zone. And again, a lot of weak contact, found holes, and a couple walks that really hurt me. And I mean, get an 8-run lead, just should just attack the strike zone as much as I can. And just really frustrating because, I mean, stuff felt really good today. My body felt really good today, and it was just.
Nobody cares how you feel. I hope you feel great on the plane back to Norfolk. Plyo, come on, stop.
He sat too long.
He's going to get another start.
Yeah, I'm sure
with
he will.
Povich on the IL.
Yeah.
He's going to get at least one more.
Go for it.
Hey, one good, one bad. Let's see.
I dare you.
I think we'll see him again.
I dare you.
I bet everything.
Yeah, he's shattered. He's shattered. And hey, when it takes you 70 pitches to get 7 outs, and it takes you 40 pitches to get the last two of those 7 outs. And of those 70 pitches, they foul 15 off. And you walk the 8 guy and the 9 guy in succession.
And then the lead
with an 8-run lead.
In the third.
Yeah, that was fun. 4 pitches, right?
You're in AAA for a reason. Yeah. There's a reason in the month of June, the International League has an 850 slug off you. I'm sorry, 850 OPS.
850 slug. That would be, wow. But, you know, one thing we know for sure, Tony Manzolino has a handle on all this. Well, let's hear from him. What's up? What happened with Trevor Rogers?
Hey, Skip.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, the zone was tight, too. You know, there were some pitches that could have gone our way that didn't, kind of 50-50 type balls, and some nights you get those and some nights you don't. You know, the fastball looked good in the first inning. He was in the zone. Felt like it was going to be a nice little outing for him right there, and then it just kind of fell apart a little bit. There's a lot of traffic. I do think that, you know, as you guys watch it, it's really hot out there, and guys, and the heat is wearing them out, so we haven't been in this a whole lot, and I do feel like tonight it affected us a little bit.
So the combination of sitting plus getting squeezed by the home plate umpire.
How much longer are we going to talk about the heat, by the way, with Mansell?
This is a joke.
Are they both teams playing in the same?
This team,
it's not like they turn the air conditioner on when the Rays are up. Like,
it's going to be 100 degrees in Baltimore next week.
Yeah,
the heat's coming.
The clown show, the gong show is always, it's always an inning or an at-bat away. Like, they can't escape it. When you're built by a bunch of frauds, this stuff's going to keep happening.
So, if they weren't in sell mode already, because we've been seeing these reports that the Orioles were trying to acquire a frontline starting pitching, which I'll believe when I see it, but they're getting, somebody's being fed that. I think whoever's being fed that needs to switch gears, which includes the front office here. They should be trying to sell whatever's not nailed down. Like this season.
Stop.
It's time.
Right. Stop.
Like, let's go get a frontline starter.
It is what it is. You're not winning a damn thing in October, and they know it more than anybody because they've been willing to punt on seasons where the odds looked a lot better than this. They need to get around doing something. They need to start creating a path for more young players. They need to bring more talent into this system because this system is by no means overflowing with talent. And in fact, I would say it's just the opposite, especially anything close to major league ready talent. They need to embrace getting kids up here sooner so that they get a longer look before you turn the page on this season and go into a hot stove where there's going to be a lot of work to be done no matter what you do at the deadline. And I don't know how you watch this in its totality and think that Mike Elias is even remotely equipped to fix it. Like, how do you think those three people, right, are going to turn this around? It's laughable. It's laughable. They can't do it at the major league level. It's been proven for years, plural. And to give them this opportunity, because I got news for you, it might be 10 years before they have this kind of talent again available at a deadline. Cedric Mullins, the industry saying number three available guy.
Yes.
The guy at number one, Duran, is by no means guaranteed to be traded. And Freddy Peralta.
That's the two.
They might win that division.
Yeah. Yeah. And four guys in the top 30, according to The Athletic. Eflin at nine, O'Hearn at 14, and Arias at 29.
The number two at worst position player, the number three at worst starting pitcher, with two other pitchers behind him in the rotation who should go, and at least two to three relievers.
Orioles going for the split tonight in Tampa. Uncle Charlie on the mound for the O's. 7:30 first pitch, but don't you fret. Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone and Jim Hunter at 6 here on the Fan. And coming up next, what's Tony Gwynn Jr. think of these Orioles after last night? He's an Odyssey MLB insider, and he joins us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's next? Orioles lose after blowing an 8-0 lead, 12-8 last night. They try for the split tonight at 7:30 in Tampa. Charlie Morton on the mound, Baltimore Baseball Night with the Bone, and Jim Hunter at 6 here on the Fan. Let's talk some Orioles and MLB now. As we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. The Orioles have had their share of bad losses this year, but we feel like that was the worst of a rancid bunch. How do you recover from a loss like that?
It's tough. I mean, you know, they lost that game even before the ninth. I mean, by the time you had gotten the seventh, Tampa had already caught them and was able to add a few more runs to give them some cushion. But you kind of got to turn the page. I think anytime you're in a season like a Major League Baseball season, it is in your best interest, win or lose, quite frankly, to turn the page and start to focus in on the next day. And no matter how difficult that may be or how bad of a loss it has been, you can't go into the next game still thinking about what happened the night before. You're pretty much going to be useless.
Tony, if you're Mike Elias, should you try to get ahead of things and deal some of your players now, like a Cedric Mullins, for instance? I know we're going to get into the Rafi Devers trade in a minute, but we just saw a blockbuster trade take place this week. You don't have to wait till the end of July.
I would get ahead of it. I mean, the Orioles still have a good young core that is not going anywhere right now. And so if you can kind of, I wouldn't say, you know, it's kind of a restart, if you will, right? You can move a guy like Mullins. You can move some of the pieces that, you know, are a little bit older that would be better suited on a team that, you know, is likely going to contend and still be able to add to your team for next year and the years beyond. I would go that route. The question will be, does Elias really believe that his team is completely out of it? I would say most GMs, especially of his ilk, probably are going to wait a little bit longer, but that window in the amount of teams that are going to be interested in getting players like a Mullins, I think will be large. And so you'll have a bigger pool to choose from if you get out in front of it, as you said earlier.
I feel like yet again, people are not giving the Tampa Bay Rays enough credit here. Like the Orioles are complaining about the heat, you know, from playing down there a couple days. They're playing every home game down there. Like, people are complaining about having to play a series in that ballpark, minor league stadium, double-A ballpark. Like, they lost their home stadium. They don't live particularly close to this stadium, and they've had to relocate there, and they're kicking everybody's ass. Like, they've won 21 of their last 27 ball games or whatever. Like, I don't know, man. And Kevin Cash just continues to find ways to manipulate games to help them win. You know, like, their young players are, I mean, Aranda and Caminero are performing like all-stars. Like, I don't feel like it's a national story.
You know, in some ways, Tampa's kind of built for this, right? They're built to be able, they already played in a place that, you know, no one in particular really liked going to anyway, including the home team. And so they're in some ways they're almost built for a situation like this where they got to plan a completely different stadium than is theirs, and can turn it into kind of a weapon because it's going to be the same across the league. Guys are going to go in there, and by the second day, you're going to be over it. It's going to remind you of spring training. And I think for those guys in who play for Tampa, they've become used to it. It's their everyday norm. And so I'm not really all that surprised to see that they're playing that well in general. We saw them earlier this year, and they put it to the pods a little bit. So it's not a surprise to see them playing it. And then you add on top of it the kind of circumstances they're in. I can see other teams – you know, not performing well there.
Talking to Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, let's get to the Rafael Devers trade. Your reaction to that deal, what's it do for the NL West, and what the heck are the Red Sox doing?
Yeah, the latter, I'm still trying to figure out. I think they're still trying to figure it out, honestly. I just think that situation was mishandled on all ends, right? I think the communication – initially, when they were going to go after Bregman, certainly had to be better, and it wasn't. I think Devers certainly didn't do himself any favors by the way he handled it initially. But it does raise your antennas, right, when he does get to a new team and all of a sudden he's willing to do some of the things that he was asked to do in Boston. And I think that goes back to the communication part. I think in terms of the West, man, it doesn't get any tougher. The three teams being the Dodgers, Giants, Padres, and I don't even think you can really eliminate the Diamondbacks. I know their pitching has been in shambles, but they can hit, man. They put up some runs, and so therefore they're not out of any game. But it's only made the division tougher. I expect that the Giants offensively will improve, and it's gonna be a dogfight to the end. I have the sneaky suspicion.
Let's stick in the NL West. The Dodgers have taken the first three games of the four-game series against the Padres. They've won five of the six games this season against the Padres. How can San Diego get over that Dodgers hump?
They are going to have to find a way to slow down 6-9 in the lineup. It has absolutely killed the Padres. The big three have really been held down quiet for their standards. And I think that's how you have to approach a series with the Dodgers. But, I mean, guys like Páez are killing the Padres. Will Smith has had a tremendous series. Tommy Edman has been a dude. And those guys are particularly hitting really 6-9 in their lineup. Muncy has been a problem. And so, you know, when those guys are getting on and you're giving, you know, the one or two opportunities to Shohei or Mookie or Freeman to score, they've been cashing them in, and that's really been the difference in the series. The 6-9 has performed a whole lot better on the Dodgers side than it has for the Padres.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good day.
It was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Coming up next, we get to the Ravens, and they made a big move yesterday, signing Jair Alexander to a one-year deal worth up to $6 million. What could his impact be for the Ravens? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
I'm just really excited about it. I had a chance to you know, sit down with him today, which was an awesome time. And he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. He had been kind of behind the scenes in the works a little bit. And I know he wanted to be here, and we wanted him here. You know, so for it to work out the way it did, made Lamar happy, you know. I think it made everybody happy. It's just an opportunity to become a better team in that sense today. So we're really excited about it.
John Harbaugh talking about the addition of Jair Alexander. He signs a one-year deal, $4 million, can make up to six with performance bonuses. Obviously, he was in the building yesterday. He did not practice, so did not talk to the media, but he was on the field during mini camp. We expect to hear from him when training camp begins around July 22nd. And assuming health, what kind of impact could Jair Alexander make for the Baltimore Ravens?
I mean, look, I think he's an elite cover corner when healthy and in form. I mean, the problem is, and it's why he's not a Green Bay Packer, he hasn't even played a half season in three of the last 4 years.
Yeah, 14 games the last 2 years. Not good.
Well, I mean, you can go back over four years. Four games, 16, 7-7. Yep. I mean, that's a big sample size. I mean, We're talking about a stretch of 64 games in which he started, what, 34? That's problematic. Now, he hasn't been used to rush the passer much in his career. I don't think at this stage, given the injury history, that you lean into him doing anything new, or this isn't to me like, you know, one of these magical chess pieces. This is a guy who you're going to put on the, I think you're going to put him on the outside, and you're going to put Wiggins on the outside, and you're going to, and Marlon in the slot, and you're going to see how that goes. And I think Nickel is base, and I think Marlon is has a chance to extend his career and be around the football more and be more impactful in the slot. And you've got Hamilton, who you can move around, and when teams really want to spread you out, you've got him and Marlon in the slot. I think that's, you know, that's what you're buying here, and buying low for $4 million because, again, he's barely played in 50% of the games over the last 4 years.
That's the only reason why he's here, is because of the injury history. But assuming health, you're going to get a hell of a football player, because when he's on the field, he's one of the best corners in football. And his last healthy season in 2022, he had 5 interceptions.
Yeah.
So that's going to help out in a big, big way, because we heard Marlon Humphrey yesterday talk about the importance on forcing turnovers this year for the Ravens defense. After leading the league in 2023, they were in the back half of the league in turnovers forced last year. So that's going to be, but it's also the domino effect that you were talking about, where it pushes Marlon inside, which helps out. Heck, it even opens up the possibility for Marlon to play some safety in some looks too, which John Harbaugh has brought up. Even Marlon brought up yesterday. So assuming health, you're getting a damn good football player.
Is it possible, and obviously football's a rough game, and even if you try to limit his snaps to try to keep him healthy, he might still get hurt, but you have this now potential depth with him and Awuzie, and they were whispering to everybody who would listen in the offseason, they love this TJ Tampa.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to try to get him on the field this year. You start rotating these guys to fill in after Wiggins and Marlon, and obviously with Hamilton and Starks, and you talk about positionless defense, is it possible, like, the goal is that you have, you're trying to have Jaire Alexander healthy for the postseason, and you're rotating these guys during the regular season, and then that's the win?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've got him available for playoff games, that's a win, however you get there. Barring preseason and training camp injuries, they could go into the season being able to mix and match and feature different guys and give guys quasi weeks off, or have them focus more on sub package. I mean, there is the possibility that they have 4 starting caliber corners on this team.
Yes. And by the way, to your point about preseason, Jason, like, Awuzie and Alexander are in bubble wrap. They're going to be
so,
like,
is Marlon. But at training camp, where
they get hurt,
stuff happens.
Yeah, if they get hurt in training camp or scrimmage, oh well. But like, they're not seeing the field during preseason.
No, but I mean, there could be a scenario where you get to opening day and Wiggins is starting caliber corner, and Marlon's a starting caliber corner, and Jaire Alexander's a starting caliber corner, and then maybe TJ Tampa is, you know, a legitimate 3 for anybody and a 2 for some teams, not this one. And maybe Awuzie is still a legitimate 3 or 4 for anybody. And now you're talking about an abundance of riches. And if you think it's a week where the other team's going to run the ball more, maybe you keep a Jaire on the sidelines a little more. But like, if you go back to the last full season he played, I mean, he played 16 games, only gave up 570 passing yards for the season. Like, 58% completion percentage against him. Opposing quarterback rating in 2022, throwing at Jaire Alexander, 43.9.
Jeez.
Just 7.7 yards per attempt. You know, he had, what, 4 pass breakups to go with the 5 interceptions. Like, I'm sorry, 8 pass breakups. So got his hands on the ball over 10 times. I mean, now again, is he ever getting back to that form? 2 straight years where he's been heavily compromised due to injury? I don't know. And he doesn't have to. Like, honestly, if he was what Darby was a couple years ago, for this money, that's fine. I think you're hoping it's maybe a little more than that because he's younger and he's closer to his last great season than maybe Darby was at that time. But if that's what you get, that's way more than $4 million worth of production.
But that's exactly it. Where Darby was in his 30s, where Alexander, he's 28 years old. He signed the one-year prove-it deal on purpose because he wants to ball out. He wants to stay healthy so he can get another payday next offseason.
Ravens are off now until middle July. Rookies show up on the 15th. Vets have to be there by July 22nd, and then training camp begins. And minicamp ended yesterday. Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. We will hear from John Harbaugh, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey. They spoke yesterday. You'll hear from them next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.